G'day, it's Moffy from Triple M and Listener, and we're catching up with Kelly Pierce, who is running for the Animal Justice Party in the upcoming elections on March 25 for Coffs Harbour in the electorate here, and she joins us on the phone right now. Kelly, g'day.
G'day, Moffy.
Well, you're running in the upcoming election. Tell us firstly why.
I am a local person, Coffs Harbour, for over 20 years, and I think it's time for change. There's two big pictures for me. There's change for Coffs Harbour that we need, and the bigger picture regarding the state, we need change for the state as well.
Now, explain to us the Animal Justice Party part of it.
Sure. So the Animal Justice Party creates a focus on animal welfare. So that's domestic animals. So everyone's got a dog or a cat or just about everyone that they love at home. So we're about creating focus for them, but also the bigger picture for creating an awareness that animals in the wild also need our protection. So it's not animals over people, but it's ensuring that animals in our parliament also get a voice, because they can't go up, rock up and vote on election day. So we want to have some of our people in parliament who can actually speak on their behalf. So when I was saying about the bigger picture, one of the things that I would like to see is that the current state government puts $100 million a year into greyhound racing. I would like to see that stop. See greyhound racing stop, and see that money put towards genuine animal welfare matters. We've got things that our current representative in Parliament, Emma Hurst, in the upper house has been able to do. She secured over nearly $60 million for animal welfare. Things like getting cats de-sexed, things like we want to be able to stop puppy farms, things like we want to stop hens in cages. Things that we also want to look at locally, the creation of the Koala National Park to ensure that our native wildlife are also being protected. So it's about creating an awareness that, as well as people, animals deserve some of our attention as well.
Now, I want to talk to you. I've spoken to all the candidates about the same thing, and that's the Jetty Foreshores development project. It's been a big topic. There's a lot of division around it. Where do you stand on this project?
Yeah, it's interesting because I wasn't sure exactly what the proposals were. And when I looked into it, I was a little bit horrified, actually, to find out that they're looking at high-rise on our jetty. Everyone I've spoken to when I've been there recently on markets, we're open to some form of development. Let's have parkland for the people, bike trails, public entertainment spaces, maybe a cafe, restaurant or something like that. It's not that people don't want any development, but when you explain to people that the current proposal is looking at putting personal private high-rise in and out public space, I haven't spoken to anyone that is actually for that. So I am also against high-rise in our public space, open for some form of development, but certainly not in the current proposal that we're looking at.
What are other things, Kelly, that you've come across when you're talking to people, and you say talking to them at the markets and things like that, which should be focused on for our region that you think?
Yeah, the Great Koala National Park is a good one. Lots of people are really for that notion. Coffs Harbour is a great ecotourism hub, and that would really create the opportunity for more people to come here, more money to be spent here, more money spent for our people who are looking at hospitality. And it will really create a fantastic eco hub that we could create for around Australia for people to come here. So that's certainly a big one. Native logging is another one. We have at the moment, the government actually funds the native logging. So we spend money, taxpayers' money on funding it. We need to stop native logging now. We need to protect our koalas and our other wildlife and ensure that the native forests are not logged anymore. And another big thing that comes up, particularly around where I live and further north of the Coffs Harbour area around Woolwoolga, is the use of pesticides. And we look at Hearns Lake, we look at the pesticides around where I live in Nana Glen. There seems to be an overusage, there's no regulation, and there's issues with people's water and water supplies, and it's affecting our marine environment, and that is a big concern for many people.
What would you say to people when they go, I don't know who to vote for? Why should they vote for Kelly Pierce?
I love that question, Moffy. Thank you. Voting one for a party like the Animal Justice Party is not a wasted vote due to the preferential system in New South Wales. So you can vote one for a minor party. Show the major parties that you are concerned about the climate. You are concerned about animal welfare. You are concerned about logging. You want to make that point known. Then vote two to your candidate of choice. If my vote gets exhausted and I don't end up being the electorate, winning the representation, then your second preference or your third preference is the preference that will carry through. It is not a wasted vote. The same works in the upper house. Voting one for the Animal Justice Party will ensure that smaller parties like the Animal Justice Party, with wonderful representation that we have at the moment, will continue to get really valuable government dollars to helping animals, to helping ensure that we are able to free hens from hens' cages. We are able to ensure that cats get money for being dissected. Really important things that minor parties can achieve because they are in a position to negotiate with the government of the day.
Well, not long to go now. March 25, the state election. Kelly Pearce for the Animal Justice Party, a candidate in the upcoming New South Wales election for Coffs Harbour. And you can catch up with all the interviews with our candidates just by searching Coffs State Election on Listener.